Well, we've got some good news about money from D.C. coming to SC. Let's hear about it now from HEW, better known as Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers. Commissioner, what is it? Now, I understand there's a few other letters involved there as well.
Yeah, that's right. That's why we break the Resilient Food Systems Infrastructure Program into RFSI.
Good idea.
You can get it to work by the time you say that other title. No, but we're real pleased with this one. This is partnering with folks in the distribution chain. It's not production, and it's not the retail end, but all in between, trying to make for a more resilient food distribution system. So I guess that's the name. Mm-hmm. But just a little over $4 million has been awarded, will be awarded to 26 projects, and they broke into two categories, four of them for infrastructure, meaning a little more involved program, and then 22 of them were simply a piece of equipment that would facilitate and improve some agribusiness person's business within the food distribution system. So, you know, we talk a lot about everybody wants local, and the farmers want to access those markets. Well, quite often it is the chain, the food chain in between, the links in that chain, that present a challenge and a chokehold, a choke point. Mm-hmm. And so this addresses that and really should do some good things for the recipients, who in turn will serve the South Carolina agribusiness, the producers better.
Can you give us some example of some of these businesses and how they'll use these funds?
One of them is the Catawba Farm and Food Coalition. We've worked with them over the years as they've grown and changed up from time to time, probably over the last 10 to 12 years. But a food hub operation that work in the upstate Piedmont area, and expand their cold storage and delivery to help in the processing and aggregation distribution. Because, again, those parts of the movement of food have often been where we run into some roadblocks. So that's a good one. Mm-hmm. Robin Hood is over in Union County, a county that doesn't get a lot of attention, putting in a commercial kitchen, and that'll allow processing of local foods and creating value-added products. So our producers who are ready to take that next step but not able to make an investment of their own will be able to use this facility. Mm-hmm. One that's kind of neat down toward my part two of them down to talk about down my way is Dorchester County, the Ridgeville Okra Company. And since I'm a big fan of fried okra, I'm
yes,
glad
sir.
To see anything that enhances that. But they're increasing their product distribution, getting more refrigeration, so that type of thing. And then a favorite of mine around the corner in Calhoun County is the Old Time Bean Company.
Okay.
Adding to the storage and processing. This is an operation that really has branched out from your traditional grain, row cropping of grains to do vegetables, and but all along developing a great customer following, if you will. So Old Time Bean Company in Calhoun County, but just real pleased at what I think this will do for agribusiness people in South Carolina. We, you know, it was subject to the review in Washington when the new administration came in. We were very quick and emphatic to point out that these are investments that these people have made, that we're reimbursing a portion of it. So we were glad to get it back on track and sort of wrap up, if you will, the RFSI program that we've been working on for a couple of years now.
Well, it's exciting, and sounds like the money will be put to good use. If folks want more information about RFSI, where can they go to find that, Commissioner?
Well, you go to our website, agriculture.sc.gov, and then /RFSI, and you can see all of the recipients and where they're located and why they were chosen. And, gosh, I don't know how many applicants we had for this, but it was quite a few. And, as I said, quite the process to review them, get this program going, and get these reimbursements made for the investments that they had made.
Your tax dollars at work, so they say, with RFSI, and we get that update from Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers. That's today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.